Live updates Magasota, Trump holds Minneapolis rally. By Tony Lee on October 10, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Thursday evening. This will be Trump's first rally since the House started its impeachment inquiry. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:30 p.m., Trump predicts the best is yet to come for Minnesota as he concludes another raucous rally. He'll head to Louisiana tomorrow evening for another. 10:25 p.m., Trump, the Iron Range is back in business. He spoke about mineral restoration in the Superior National Forest. 10:21 p.m., Trump calls on Pelosi to pass legislation instead of being preoccupied with nonsense. Trump says China's supply chain that was once unbreakable is not breaking wide open since he got into office. 10:05 p.m., after ripping Democrats on border security, Trump says Democrats who have long wanted the wall don't want the wall just because he wants the wall. He says he should have said he didn't want the wall to get funding for it. Trump now talking about ending endless wars. He talks about how the toughest thing he has to do is write unique letters to the families of the fallen, and he says it's time to bring them home. Trump says the Kurds and Turks have been fighting for centuries and Obama artificially got America in the conflict. He says going into the quicksand of the Middle East was the greatest mistake the country has ever made. 9:56 p.m., Trump rips Minnesota's leaders for bringing refugees from Somalia without regard to what local communities were feeling and considering how it would impact schools, etc. 9:54 p.m., Trump invites the cops who support him on stage and salutes them. 9:45 p.m., Trump reminiscing about 2016. Says that was our victory and he was the messenger. He says that night was one of the greatest nights in the history of television and the history of the country. I didn't need Beyoncé and Jay-Z, Trump says. And I didn't need little Bruce Springsteen. 9:29 p.m., Trump says Chuck and Nancy have given control of their party to radical leftists like Minnesota's own Ilhan Omar. Crowd boos. How the hell did that happen? Trump asks. Trump says Omar is an America-hating socialist. He says Omar pleaded for compassion for ISIS recruits. Trump also rips Omar's history of anti-Semitic screeds. More protesters being escorted out. She is a disgrace to our country, Trump says. He says she is one of the reasons he is going to win Minnesota in 13 months. Trump says everything about Omar is a fraud, including her name. He talks about Omar's alleged sham marriage. Trump says AOC has gotten away with campaign financing that is worse than what he has been accused of in recent days. Trump says he gives away his salary, $450,000, but if some random guy from the Middle East stays at his hotel, the media say emoluments. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, Trump says, adding that it has cost him $1 billion being president. 9:19 p.m., Trump says it would be so much easier to bow and bend to the Washington swamp. He now praises MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, who is in the audience. He then goes back to ripping the swamp, saying the lawless political establishment will try to frame and persecute him. He says they smear and spy on you and target your friends and allies. Trump says the swamp took people who were eager, full of life, and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ruined and destroyed them and forced them to go home because of subpoenas. They destroyed great people, Trump says, adding that the media was behind every single step. They destroyed so many lives and they are continuing to do it, and it is a disgrace. Trump says when all of the ridiculous hoaxes have been exposed as lies, the sinister establishment tries to impeach you for daring to call out their corruption. 9:16 p.m., Trump, the Bidens got rich while America got robbed. Trump says America is now respected again as a nation. Trump now talking about how Biden worked with the so-called whistleblower. He says this is not but sabotage. 9:10 p.m., Trump says he'd love to run against sleepy Joe Biden because if you can't beat Biden in a debate, you don't deserve to be president. He says Biden is totally owned and controlled by the Washington swamp. Trump says the press will not write the truth about Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings with Ukraine. Trump, by the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he? Where's Hunter? Trump suggests where's Hunter? T-shirts. He continues to mock Hunter Biden's, he's not too smart, corrupt dealings in Ukraine and China. Trump calls Hunter a loser and asks how his fund got $1.5 billion. He says Biden was never considered smart and was never considered a good senator. Trump says Biden was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass. Crowd erupts into laughter and shares. Trump says even the smartest people on Wall Street have never seen the type of corrupt deals Hunter Biden made with China and Ukraine. He asks how Americans would like Joe Biden to take over negotiations with China. I don't think so, Trump says. He adds Biden allowed China to rip us off and Obama let Biden allow China to rob us blind. 9:08 p.m. Trump mocks Pelosi, says keeps going because of the media even though she knows the Ukraine text doesn't warrant impeachment. Trump says Democrats do not think illegally crossing the border is a crime but a beautiful call with a foreign leader is a crime. We will never let it happen, we will defeat them, Trump says before mocking the crazy Democrats. 9:05 p.m. Trump now ripping crooked Adam Schiff for making up a fake conversation that never happened. It was a total fraud, Trump says. These people are sick. I'm telling you, they're sick. 9:01 p.m. Trump says he is energized because we are draining the swamp. And Trump says the impeachment process will have backlash at the ballot box, the likes of which they have never, ever seen before in the country's history. He predicts a historic turnout in November 2020. He says his phone call with the president of Ukraine was perfect and he had to release the text of the call because the Democrats put out a phony narrative. 8:58 p.m. Trump now makes fun of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. He rips the phony suppression polls that are no better than phony writers. Trump says he could do the greatest thing in history and the media will make it look bad. He says if he does something neutral, the media will call for the electric chair. 8:53 p.m. Trump says the pursuit of a pro-American agenda has enraged the failed ruling class of Washington, D.C. He says it is not easy to get these corrupt politicians who got rich bleeding America dry out. He says that is why, from day one, the wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the Democratic results of the 2016 election. Trump says they want to erase your vote, your voice, and your future. He says they will fail because in America, the people rule again. Trump says just 19 minutes after he took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story about how the campaign to impeach President Trump has begun. Trump says they weren't playing games. 8:51 p.m. Trump says America has the number one economy anywhere in the world and it's not even close. He says he is trying to make a deal with China. Trump says America has picked up trillions of dollars in value while China has lost trillions of dollars in value. Trump says had Clinton won the election, China would be the top economy in the world. He says right now they are not even close. 8:50 p.m. Trump, we are going to win this state in a very short period of time. Trump says this feels like the day before the election. Trump says nearly 100,000 people wanted to come to the rally. 8:45 p.m. Trump takes the stage as the main event is about to start. Crowd chants USA. Overflow crowd outside as well. 8:30 p.m. Vice President Mike Pence taking the stage to introduce Trump. He says Democrats have spent the last 3 years, along with the media, trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election. 8:02 p.m. Purple Rain playing at the Target Center. Trump set to take the stage soon. 7:35 p.m. Trump thinks he can flip Minnesota, says Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, is bringing voters to his side. First an umbrella, followed by at POTUS stepping off Air Force One in the wind and rain of Minneapolis. Heading to Target Center for his campaign rally. pic.twitter.com/x9jloopsped. Mark Knoller, at Mark Knoller, October 10, 2019. Dash. Huge lines as always. Dash. Scooters temporarily banned. Protests. MAGA soda, Trump supporters out in force.